This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The Kentucky FFA is searching for information and artifacts from people who may have been a member of the New Farmers of America organization that existed in the mid-20th century. State FFA advisor Matt Collins says the organization was active in African-American high schools.
In the days of segregated high schools, so starting about 1935 and going all the way to 1965, there was an organization known as New Farmers of America. And it was a contemporary of FFA, but it was run for students who were in the African-American high schools across the southern states.
Collins says the organization resembled the modern-day FFA.
Very similar to FFA, you know, same kind of organization. A few differences. Their colors were black and gold, and their jackets were black corduroy. And their emblem, instead of the ear of corn, had a bowl of cotton that made up the emblem.
He adds the organization had a number of similar competitions.
Organization focused a lot on, you know, the judging contests. We know they had livestock judging, poultry judging, as well as some of the speaking contests. And so we've been able to track down some of the history. The Museum of Historic Hopkinsville in Christian County helped us several years ago find some old yearbooks from Hopkinsville Attics. And so we've got a few photos.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com, that's HiBid.com, and find what you're looking for today.